Blog Talk Radio.
What an amazing friend you are, Father. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are the Almighty God. Nothing is impossible to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have given us wisdom. You have downloaded wisdom in us. You said, wisdom is the principal thing. Get understanding as well. So, Father, we thank you that you have a great plan for all of our lives to give us great understanding, knowledge, wisdom of you, your way, not our way, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We cover all of ourselves, everyone who's on with the blood of Jesus, those who will be coming on with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we are covered. We are under your refuge, oh God. You are a refuge. In the name of Jesus, hide us under the shadow of your almighty wing. Nothing by any means will harm us. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. Today is Wednesday, April the 27th. Wednesday, April 27th, 2022. The Word of God says in Psalm 3, 1, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is from the upright is beautiful. Oh, my God, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you're doing on our behalf. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanks because you are an amazing God. Well, welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. Let's just start to praise the Lord. He's an amazing God. God deserves all the glory. He deserves all the praise. He's an amazing friend and an awesome King, a mighty Father. We don't know nobody like God. Do you know anybody who put the moon in the sky, the sun, the stars, and they yet shine? Do you know anybody who could compare to the great God that we serve? I don't know nobody. If you do, would you please let me know? Because I want to meet him. Hallelujah. No, we serve the living God, the true God. He's yet alive. Hallelujah. And he lives on the inside of his children. He's so amazing. He's so holy. He's so righteous. And yet he is king. And Lord, he's not no physical king. He's a spiritual king. He's the one who birthed all the kings in the world. He birthed all the kings in the world. Yes, he did. He's an amazing God. He knows what he's doing. He never made a mistake. Never has he ever made a mistake. Never will he ever make a mistake. He's righteous. He's perfect in all his ways. He's perfecting us. Yeah, we make mistakes. He's perfecting us. We're under construction. Yeah, you know how they take those sledgehammers and whatever it is on the street, those men that's doing the construction work, how they tear up this and tear that up and beat this up and, you know, just crumble everything. Well, we've been crumbled. Yeah, when you say, ouch, yeah, because you may be hurting. Not physically, spiritually. We're being crumbled. We're being changed. Yeah, we've been changed. And when change comes, we go like, oh, my God. It does not feel comfortable for change to come. But change must come in us. Yeah, it's got to come. So when change comes, we begin to look more like God. He don't want us to look, you know, like our old self. No, that's conforming. He wants us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Yes, he does. And he's the one who does the transformation. We can't transform ourselves. We can surrender so we can be transformed. So I thank God for each of you coming on today, Wednesday midweek Bible study. I thank God for ordering our steps. Yes, he does. He ordered them. Thank you. you notice what the song said? He's ordering our steps in his word. He ain't ordering it on the TV, on the internet, on the Facebook, on the, no, he ain't ordering those steps like that. He's ordering our steps in his word. You know, we open up the B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth. He's ordering our steps. We got to open it up. Look, how are we going to know to get out of here, how to get out this earth realm? We don't know. We don't know the way, but we know a way maker. So today we're going to continually praise him. We're rejoicing in the Lord because we're the righteous people. Yeah, we are the upright people. We are created in his image. Yes. He's in a, he thought of everything. He didn't leave anything out his plan. In case you think he did, no. He put us in the right family. He had, he said in Jeremiah 29:11, I know, he talked about you, I know the plans I have for you. They are great plans to give you a great future and a great hope. Yeah, and then he said, write the vision. Yeah, write it. He put a vision in you and me before we left heaven. He put a vision in us before we left from in his presence. He said, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's belly. He's always known us. So he put an assignment in us. He sent us to the earth. Are you working your on your assignment? Are you saying, Lord, I'm retired now? No. We don't retire. Did Jesus retire? No. God never retires. He's on the throne, and Jesus is never retired. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father. Yep, he is. In case you don't know where he is, if you're looking for Jesus, call him up. Call him up. He's available for you. He want to hear from you. Yes, he does. So I thank God for each of you this morning. I'm unmuting the line, so in case you have noise in your background, you can mute yourself back. I appreciate it. Yeah, we got to be considerate of each other. You know, I think the word consideration is a lost art. People, you know, especially when you're on the highway, they're not going to see you trying to come from your street to get over in the lane on the expressway, and they're trying to cut you off. They don't want you to get on. I'm like, Lord, what happened to consideration? No, let's teach our children, our grandchildren, how to be considerate. You know, love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, long-suffering, faith, all those, the fruit of the Spirit. Yeah, we need them. I know I need them today. Every day I need them. So I thank God for all of you today. Oh, God's people are beautiful. Yeah, he said, for praise from the upright is beautiful. So we got to praise him. We got to honor him. We have Minister Sister Gloria Dean on with us from Marrero, Louisiana. We thank God for her. She's not retired. She's still working for the Lord. She's still teaching. I'm sure she's still teaching Bible study on Sundays. And, you know, teaching the women of God, the men of God, what thus saith the Lord. She's a mighty great teacher now. I've been knowing her over 25 years, probably 30 years. And she's a great teacher. She's taught me so many things. I appreciate her. And today she's going to sing a song of praise. Good afternoon, Sister Gloria Dean. How you doing? I thought she was on with us. Maybe she's not on yet. All right. Well, we do have Sister Lanny on with us from... okay. All right. You're on. Her phone hung up. She'll be back. Okay, let me see. She's back. Hold on, Sister Glurgin.
Yeah, you know what happened.
All right,
this,
there you go.
The intercom. The intercom is so loud I can't play the piano or nothing. And I can't block you all out because I'm going to still hear the noise, and I can't play. But I will sing today. I will sing. But I'm going to close this door.
Okay, go ahead.
And I'm going to sing. I put it on mute. I did put it on mute. But when I put it on mute, I'm putting myself on mute. So I'm going and sing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine, Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above echoes of all mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Hallelujah. Praise
and,
God.
And amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I
thank
love
you.
This
thank
song. We
thank
have
you,
a
Father.
Blessed assurance that Jesus is ours. Yes. He is the one who's going to lead us, yeah, out of this earth. You think you can lead yourself? No, Jesus will lead the way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Gloria Jean. Now we have another sister. Yep, she's from Jackson, Mississippi. Sister Lanny McBride. These two women, I tell you what, they're anointed to play and sing songs of joy. We appreciate them. Good afternoon, Sister Lanny. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Sister G, and to the class, God bless. Amen. Pray the Lord.
Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Fresh breath, fall on me. Fresh breath, hold on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointed, fall on me. Oh God, your power. Oh Lord, let it rest on me. Your power, yes, oh Lord, power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, oh, anointed. Oh, on me. You say, Jesus, if you abide in me, and my word abides in you, then you shall what you will, and it shall be given. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, then you can have what you will, and it shall be given. Oh God, I receive in the name of Jesus. Oh God, whatever you say, Lord, come on.
Amen. Amen. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on us, anointed, fall on us. Awesome, awesome. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Minister Lanny McBride from Jackson, Mississippi. We appreciate you. Thank you for that song. We're going to ask Sister Vivian, Minister Vivian from Marrero, Louisiana, to pray for the elderly today. Prayer for the elderly. We appreciate it.
Praise God. Praise God. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, so much, oh God, that you have let lives roll on, Lord, till we can say the elderly, Lord, those who are gray-headed, those who are hoary-headed, those who have you have given wisdom to, God. Lord God, to touch others' life along the way, God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord God, because without you doing it, God, we wouldn't have made it. But God, oh God, you've done a mighty work. You open up every eye, every morning, gave our feet a step in them, God. Father God, a pep in our step. God, thank you, Father God, for providing all that we need, oh God, that pertaineth to life and godliness in you. May we continue to go forth in your name, oh God, proclaiming the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, that he is Lord, telling others, oh God, about your goodness, oh God, and what you have done for us along the way, because truly you have done more good for us than there is bad. What the devil is trying to do, God, Lord, we destroyed it by the power of the Holy Ghost, declaring your name, for you are good, and you are good all the time. Thank you, Father God, for being our God. Thank you for being our leader. Thank you for being everything that we need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Vivian George from Marrero, Louisiana. We appreciate that powerful prayer. That's what we need today. We got to keep praying. We got to pray for the elderly all over the world, especially those in Ukraine right now. You know, they need a special prayer. The families in Ukraine, you know, that war could be here in America, but we thank God it's not, but we don't wish it on anybody. But we got to lift up those people in Ukraine and thank God for their safety, their protection. Truly, he is their refuge. We serve a mighty God. But today is a day of health and well-being. Health and well-being. Exodus 15:26 says, and God said, if thou would diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes. He said, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Proverbs 4, chapter 4, verse 20 through 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear. Incline thine ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life to those that find them and help to all their flesh. Well, we are grateful today, you know, that we're yet alive. We're so grateful that our God himself provides healing. So we must cooperate with him to receive the healing. We have a part to do, too. We say, oh, Lord, heal us. But we don't want to do our part. No. You know who did their part in the healing? Daniel and his friends. They purposed in their hearts that they would not sin against God. And they ate healthy. So they were healthy. They were strong. You know, they were able to go in the lion's den. Daniel, lion's den testing. If they were even able to go in the fiery furnace, no smoke. No, they didn't even smell like smoke. Can we do it? Oh, my God. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Well, today we have Sister Mary Nichols with us from Oklahoma to share with us what God has taught her as a holistic coach on health and well-being. So I say good afternoon to you, Sister Mary. We thank God for that. We are ready to learn what God has given you to share with us. All right, go right ahead.
Okay. I have to say that I am learning along, and I have been waiting for the last hour working, trying to get my laptop to come back to all that the notes. So I'm just going to give what I have. So you're going to hear me ruffling papers because I did write some things on paper. But anyway, just a very interesting occurrence that it just seems to be lost. But I want to start out saying that because the last time that I was with you all, we talked about sugar, and before that, in I think it was February or March, we talked about the problem of eating gluten and wheat, and I just want to review just a little bit about gluten and sugar and how it affects our lives. And also, the last time I was with you, I believe it was Sister Marion that asked about inflammation. And so that is what I am going to talk about. And it's going to be a little sketchier than it would have been if I had time to get my computer back up. So if you just bear with me, I will give you what I have. And I just thank you for letting me be here. Lord, you know how
please charge.
I want this to be what you want. And I want our friends here to hear what you want. And so, Lord, I just ask you to, we'll put it out there, and that this is even something that will bless the hearer, because it comes because of you and your word. Father, in the name of Jesus, we confess your word concerning healing and health. as we do this, we believe and say that your word will not return to you void, but will accomplish what it says it will. Therefore, we believe in the name of Jesus that we all are healed according to 1 Peter 2:24. It is written in your word that Jesus himself, praise God, took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Therefore, with great boldness and confidence, we say on the authority of that written word that we are redeemed from the curse of sickness, and we refuse to tolerate it simply. So we just thank you, Lord, and praise you that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, and that we are healed. Thank you. I wanted to read the overall scriptures that cover all of the things that we do about health and about healing. Psalms 139, verses 13 to 16. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. We're here by his grace and his word, and it's just exciting to learn how God's goodness has created us, and we just want to be the best that we can be because we know he has work for us to do, and we don't want to give up our health and our lives with foods and non-exercise and things like that. We want to be ready for him to use. One of the things that an area of our life is the gluten that destroys our intestines so that we cannot absorb the minerals and the vitamins that come to us because of all of the food that we have been given, the opportunity to eat. But the Lord has now, well, he's been showing us all these years that we must be careful about eating certain things that feel good to the body at the moment, but things pile up in our bodies with gluten destroying our intestines and letting bad bacteria and other things out of our intestines into our bloodstream, and that blood flowing around our bodies. We need to clean the blood, and there are some products that I know will clean the blood, but because our life is in the blood, so So we have to maintain good gut health so that all of the good things that we put into our body will be used for good, as opposed to putting things into our body that will not do us good. So avoiding gluten, and gluten is a part of wheat, oats, rye, and barley. Those four things are stomach, intestine killers, and it gets into our bloodstream and keeps us from being as healthy as the Lord has planned for our bodies to be. And we want to avoid, if at all possible, knowing, being aware that wheat in all form, oats, and I'll tell you why to avoid the oats, rye and barley are the things that destroy our intestines and keep us from being healthy. Now, the oats, and people often say to me, oh, I love oatmeal. Oatmeal being processed in the same facility where wheat is processed contaminates the wheat processing, contaminates the oats. So if you are still in love with oats, I just ask you to try to forsake the oats because it's not good for you. The other thing that we talked about is sugar. Sugar, all of the bad diseases and things actually feed upon sugar, and diabetic, and even people who are not officially diabetic have those moments where they will eat a lot of sugar or some sugary, wonderful, we think, dessert, and it spikes their blood sugar. So they have that, I'm not diabetic, but I eat this thing and it spikes my glucose level, and then it goes back down. So non-diabetics have those issues with sugar, and the sugar, as I said, feeds and is the fuel for not only the diabetes, but cancer. It affects our emotional well-being, as the anxiety and depression. Sugar is not good for it. So then you get the combination of the gluten in wheat, oats, rye, and barley, and then you add to it the sugar that is in it. All of our foods, they put it in there because it makes things taste better, and we continue to buy. It actually can be addictive because you get a little sugar, you want more, and they know it. The food industry knows it. The one thing that is probably worse than even table sugar is the new corn, high fructose corn syrup. Check your label. If you are eating some processed product, and most of it on our shelves is, if it has high fructose corn syrup or there's some other names that they give to sugar in our food. Just be careful and avoid, if at all possible, anything that has high fructose corn syrup in it, because that puts the sugar in your body. Your body doesn't recognize it as it being sugar, even though it tastes very, very sweet. And when that fake sugar is in our body, it affects it negatively. So avoid high fructose corn syrup as well as much sugar as you can. The Lord has provided natural sugar in fruit, and we can eat that in moderation. So those, I just wanted to remind you of those things. Now, as far as the inflammation is a had a good definition for it. It is kind of inflammation, and when we eat certain things, and most of us, if all of us are my age, then we've been eating for a long time, and food has changed. Food does not have the same nutritional content that it once had. And when we eat certain foods, it does cause an inflammatory response in our body. And it says here that the body tries to heal itself, and it does heal itself if it has the right building block. The body's process of fighting against things that harm it, trying to heal, is called inflammation. The inflammation of how many of you in learning to ride a bicycle or playing baseball as a child, you get a scratch, a bump that bruises, and it might bleed, and then it might ooze. It may get a slight infection, but it is from an injury of some sort. It causes the swelling and the redness, the tenderness to the touch, pain, and very often there is heat from that injury. And the response to that injury is when white blood cells rush to the injury site, and they do their job of trying to clean up the infection that might be setting up, and also that break in the skin. So the injury is from an accident or an injury, or it could also be caused by toxins in the air. Something that is acute, it just happens. And when the white blood cells rush to the site of the injury, and the injury will heal by making that scab, that is a wonderful God-given thing that ensures that infections and injuries are healed. But that's the acute cut from an accident or something. The chronic or over time inflammatory reaction in perhaps from an inflamed gut by the gluten and the sugar. There may be parasites, bacteria, a leaky gut problem, or when that happens, some of the bacteria and things will enter the bloodstream, and then their blood needs to be cleaned. But that inflammation goes all over our body, and it shows up not only in the response to the elevated blood sugar, it can also be from smoking or with obesity. It has its own hormonal system that sets up, and if we are obese, then there's certain things that the body has to fight against in order to not put on weight because of the hormones that help to keep us from being the best that we can be. Stress also helps to create that chronic inflammation. And I was thinking of calling this information about inflammation as being burning up, our bodies burning up from the inside out, being inflamed. That was supposed to be kind of a joke, but really, it is. Inflammation is putting things in our body that cause that redness and that swelling, that tenderness that is on the outside of the body from an injury. It causes the same reaction inside our body. So we want to avoid inflammation because it affects us. So inflammation of the brain is caused by, inflammation of brain will affect our thinking. We have foggy thinking, dementia, because we are having a fight against inflammation. There is also something called age, A-G-E, and that's advanced glycation end product, and it is just from living and eating and being there. Our body slough off it sloughs off the good thing in our body, and the debris that is left floats around in our bloodstream. So that is another cause of inflammation. We have inflammation because we have poor diet in most cases, and until we can get a grip on the sugar and the wheat, oats, rye, and barley, then our body has to fight off fat. The many things go to the liver, and we have extra insulin at times in our bodies, insulin resistance. It affects the mitochondrial DNA of our bodies and causes the mitochondria to dysfunction. We have oxidated lipoprotein. And when you get your blood test, you have the LDL ratio, and then we have heard about cholesterol, and remember from last discussion about Ansel Keys, who was such a good salesman. He sold the medical community, and it's still going on today, him talking about cholesterol as our body's enemy. But the truth is that our body, God made our brain to be mostly cholesterol. And there are other functions of our body that cholesterol is a good thing. But he managed to get the Heart Association in the medical community to demonize, use that word, demonize the use of natural butter and lard and things like that, those two especially, to get us to think that we have to have a low cholesterol existence. Dementia, on the scale that it is in our society now, did not exist prior to this whole thing of low fat, low cholesterol living. And the doctor that I've done the training with, and Dr. Joanne Conway, cholesterol from butter and lard and animal fat is good. That's the way it started out. That's the way it always has been. But they have convinced us that we need to take a chemical that prevents the good cholesterol, the good protein from being absorbed in our body. The statin, that is fighting against something that the Lord had already, when he designed us, that we needed the cholesterol. Sorry, that's one of my little kick trails. But with the oxidated lipoprotein, it is a rusting, like you leave a metal object outdoors and it rains on it a long time, and that brown rust is from the oxygen in the air, but it will oxidate our blood cells, our body cells. And when that happens, it does cause the problem. We also have a problem with lack of exercise, inadequate sleep, also environmental factors as in pollution, and now we are fighting, our bodies are being inundated with the electromagnetic field from our cell phones and from our microwaves and from all kinds of electronic signals that are basically attacking our body that we have, up until recent years, our bodies have been designed to be able to fight against the negative effects of this electromagnetic field. But now our bodies, there's so much, there's so many cell satellites that our bodies are really having trouble fighting the negative effects of electronics in our life. Also, when we, with our lymphatic system that draws out the toxins and in our body, this lymphatic system is where the heart pumps the lymph fluid through our bodies, and that is a way, God's way, of getting rid of toxins. So we are fighting, we're fighting with that. The body's long-term fight with inflammation is, we have all kinds of issues that can develop from that. Changes in our DNA, in our changes in our tissue, scarring, heart disease, rheumatoid arthritis, and then finally, cancer is the one that we're all familiar with. But all of these diseases are based on our body's response, a chronic response to correct the situation. As you said, the fight against infections and injuries that happen on the outside, depending on what we put into our bodies and how our bodies are treated, that we will have those inflammatory response. And when we suffer that inflammation for many, many years, it gets more difficult for our body to fight. Now, what can we do about it? I want to offer my free, no cost, health evaluation that looks at all of your body systems and will give you information about what your body needs as far as nutrition is concerned. And if you are interested in the health evaluation, which is free, is just email me at marywnichols@gmail.com, and I will send you first of all, the good food, bad food list. I've made some annotations on it so that you can kind of know why some of the things on that list are there. And also, it will give you just information about some of the areas that you may not even know are related and how they affect you negatively. I want to remind you to avoid things like, avoid all wheat if you can, pastry and bread and wheat products. And they put a lot of wheat products in practically everything that we eat. I mentioned the bubble gum that comes in the package, that little white powder is wheat powder. So, you know, it's coming from all places. Avoid fried food. It's the oil that they fry it in, especially commercially produced fried things, and even fried things at home, when you open that bottle of extra, extra, extra virgin olive oil, it's great while it's in the bottle. But when you open it up, oxygen gets in the bottle and it causes that oxidative problem that I mentioned earlier. The oxidation or the rusting of your cells. So it's not, this isn't fun, except the Lord fixed our bodies so that it is constantly trying to heal itself, and we're just learning how to help our body heal so that the Lord can use us. And you're available for him to use it. Now, red meat is okay, especially if it is grass-fed, because what often happens is that we eat some meat and what the animal has been fed, and they're very often being fed is not this GMO corn or wheat. And when they are fed those things and they put the antibiotics in them and they do all kinds of things to our meat, it's just best if you can eat organic food. Look for organic vegetables, and we can only trust that when they say it's organic, that we believe it. Then, otherwise, they kind of trick us. So, the red meat needs to be grass-fed, if at all possible. Corn is GMO, that genetically modified things. And I was looking at the bottom of a bottle of salsa that I'd been using for years. I'd never seen it on there until last week, that it does have some corn product in it that are genetically modified. So read the label, avoid the sugar, if possible, the wheat, the oats, the rye, and the barley. And it's fascinating to me that those two areas, if we can control how much sugar we eat and how much wheat we eat, that our bodies are going to last a lot longer and we will be available in health to do what the Lord wants us to do. That's all I have for information, especially since I couldn't even find the stuff that I wrote. This is kind of hit or miss, but I think that's about the
thank you, Sister Mary. You did an awesome job.
Thank you
so much, Sister Mary. That was awesome. You gave us a lot of information to think about. You reviewed some of the old information. So I'm going to unmute the line so that we can ask questions, if anyone has any questions. So we're going to unmute. Now, if you don't want your line unmuted, you have noise in the background, please mute your lines back. We appreciate it. All right? So I'm unmuting all the lines, and I'm going to ask you if you would state your name. And you could say where you're from if you like. State your name, say where you're from, and ask Sister Mary a question. All right? We're starting now. So go ahead. Your name, where you're from, and ask Sister Mary a question. Make it brief, please. Thank you. Any questions, anybody? I muted all the lines. Anybody have any questions? I know she did a great job in covering it, but do you have any questions?
This is Apostle T from Jacksonville, Florida. I wanted to know what fruits and vegetables are good for me to eat for the inflammation or to avoid the inflammation.
Okay. Anything like your berry, anything that is colorful, blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, they're great. Because what they do is to create the environment that is tied oxygen in our body, and that's what we want. I don't have any fruit that would not be good. Now, you would consider some fruit has more sugar in it naturally, like your banana and such. But fruit is good. And just be careful about not eating different fruits together, because I think there's some kind of compounding that goes on when you eat a bunch of different fruits at one time. So, you know, that's kind of like fruit salad. Only take 2 or 3 out of a fruit salad to eat and not a whole array of fruit at once. Most of it is great.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, so she's saying to eat, like if you're going to eat berries, you can eat those together, you know, but don't mix your fruit, don't make a fruit salad. So thank you so much. Next caller, state your name, question. Thank you, Sister Mary. Thank you, Apostle G. That's my auntie, y'all.
Oh!
I live here in Jacksonville, of my God. That's Apostle Gantling.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
You all are welcome.
I'm sorry, we got something in the background, Sister Lady. Can you ask that question again?
I was Sister yelling Mary. To someone. Someone else was speaking. I was yelling to them.
No, nobody else was speaking. Go ahead.
Oh, I wanted to know what's the acronym for AGE again? Advanced something. Age, advanced, what was that, G?
Advanced glycation, GLYCATION, advanced glycation end product. So the acronym is AGE.
And just define that one more time.
Oh, okay. It is when just by living and eating and doing things in our lives, that sometimes there is a collection of debris, and especially when our intestines, you know, we eat things in our intestines, it's a leaky gut. Thing that you're hearing a lot about now, that this debris will get out into our bloodstream, and what it does, it makes our body age faster. And the glycation part is on this debris, and the cells of our body affected by inflammation will rust. It's that same process as rusting metal, but it rusts our cells in our body. So we want to try to avoid the glycation.
All right. Thank you so much. Next caller, state your name. You can say where you're from and your question, please. Make it brief as possible.
Gloria Dean. Gloria Dean.
Yes, sure.
Hello.
Gloria. Louisiana.
We can hear.
Gloria Dean, can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know, things are so simple. You know, as you're speaking and things like that, you said something that was very important. You get your fruit, get your sugar through your fruit and things that you eat. And that's important to talk about. Some people love eating sugar, the candy and everything. Well, why should we? Why? God created sugar. He created sugar. Yes, he created sugar. But he wants to learn how we should and where sugar, our sugar should come from. The enemy is very shrewd. So let us be so good to learn the truth about the foods and what God is teaching. So we thank God that we can tell anyone, yes, you love sugar, but guess what? He created sugar. But he wants us to have more fruit because that's where our energy is and where our blessings are coming through the fruit. So we thank God for that. I thank God just for that word that we get our sugar through the fruit that God has created. Praise God.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. Lardine. All right. Next person. I'm sorry, Sister Mary, were you saying something?
Oh, I just wanted to this little acronym, C-R-A-P, and a very nice, refined doctor came up with this, the CRAP diet. And the C stands for caffeine and carbs. The R is refined sugar. The A is alcohol. And the P stands for processed, phony, plastic food. So if we could get a handle on the crap that's in our diet and in our world, we'd be better off.
Okay, next person, state your name, where you're from, and question, please. Any more questions?
This is Sister Lady in Jackson. Can you repeat the acronym for CRAP again, the C and the P particular?
All right. It's C-R-A-P, caffeine and carbohydrates.
What's that first word you're saying?
Caffeine, like your coffee.
Caffeine. Yes, ma'am, caffeine,
and I hate
okay.
Say that large amounts of caffeine, there are a lot of new things that have a bunch of caffeine in it. I have not given up coffee, and Dr. Conaway just last night was saying, a cup or two of coffee won't hurt you. Just don't put all of the sugar in the coffee. So the C is for caffeine. And carbs. The R is refined sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes the high fructose corn syrup because it's manipulated. Okay. A is for alcohol, and P is processed, phony, plastic food. We have to watch it because for some reason there is a, well, we know who's probably in charge of manipulating things. There is a lot of fake food. It doesn't have any nutrients in it. It doesn't do in your body what food, real food, would do. And it's just phony food.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Anybody else? We're going to have time for one or two more. Then we're going to have prayer. So we need to move along.
Yes.
State your name, where you're from, and your question, please. All right. Looks like everybody's finished asking questions. We thank God for each of you. We're going to be praying for our babies. We thank God for our babies' health and renewed strength and excellent health in their bodies. And God said, you know, he will bless their bread, their water, take sickness away from the midst of them. So we're thanking God that they are healed. No matter what the report is, any negative reports, we cancel those. And we say that our babies are healed by the stripes. We don't even receive negative reports. We say, no. I remember going to a doctor here in Jacksonville a few years ago, and she was examining me. I told her, you know, I had some type of, you know, uncomfortableness right here on my side. And she said, well, it could be cancer. Maybe I hurried up and got ready and get out of there. No, you don't pronounce that on me. You know, if she would say, well, you know, you go get a test and da-da-da. No, she's going to pronounce something on me. I don't receive it. So I said, no, I don't have it. She tried to call many times, but I refused. That was over 15 years ago. I refuse to accept negative reports. God said that we are healed by his stripes. I receive those. He said, whose report will you believe? I believe God's report that we're already healed. We don't need all of these things. You know, some people look like they probably got a drugstore in front of them full of, you know, all kind of medications are, you know, coming, you know, causing other problems in your body. So you know what? We got to get in the Word, look up all the scriptures on healing, and start reading those. God say, I'm healed by his stripes. He said, he blessed my bread and my water, take sickness away from the midst of me. He said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. So we thank God that baby Chloe, baby Zoe, and baby Revere is healed by the stripes of Jesus. All right. So anyone needs special prayer today? State your name, please, and look quick, please, because we got a few more, about 15 more minutes. All right. Looks like everybody's good. Yep, they're calling on God for themselves. So we thank God for you.
That they will be held in the temple of your crown. That they will be held in the temple of your crown.
Are you standing up with me? All right. If you got some noise on the background, you need to mute your phone. Anybody need prayer, special prayer? Okay, well, Father God, we thank you so much for all that you, oh God, downloaded in us today from Sister Mary Nichols, oh God. We thank you that we are healthy, we are well, we are healed by your stripes. We thank you that you called us beloved. You said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. Father, any kind of nerve damage, oh, in our bodies, we rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that our nerves are healed, nerve ending, bones, bone marrow, all, even headaches, sinus problems. We call those up and out. We say go in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you, Lord, that you are the great physician. I know doctors think that they're the great. I've heard doctors saying, you know, oh, yeah, you know, this person only have a week to live, and they live, they still living. So don't believe every report that you hear. believe God's report. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare your report is the report that we will listen to. Another report we will not hear, nor will we listen to it. In the name, you have given us wisdom and understanding of your word, and we receive it in Jesus' name. So I thank God for each of you all coming on today. Anybody want to let Sister Mary know that you're on? You know, I got some numbers on here I've never seen before. You can state your name, and I see Sister Carolyn Cooper. We thank God for you. You want to state your name, anybody? Sister Carolyn, you got anything you want to say? All right. Anybody?
This is
all the lines are
yes. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? This is Patricia Whitehead.
Yes,
from
we can hear
Fresno.
You.
Yes, this is Patricia Whitehead from Fresno, Texas, and I want to say I really did enjoy Ms. Mary Nichols.
Thank you, Sister Patricia. Thank you for coming on.
You are welcome.
Anybody else? Well, let Sister Mary know you're on. All right. Well, I thank God for each of you all coming on today to Wednesday midweek Bible study. You're welcome all the time, every Wednesday. Come on, 12 o'clock. Central Standard Time, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So, all right. Love you all so much. Thank God for you all coming on. God bless each of you and your families, every concern you have. Jesus knows about your concerns. You know, before we called his name, he already heard. He already answered. So he's on his job, but we got to be on ours. Like Sister Mary Nichols said, we got to eat according to God's plan. We can't eat according to our plan. I know my taste buds want chocolate candy, you know, want sweet potato pie, you know, want pound cake. But, you know, my common sense tell me, look, that's sugar. Don't eat that. You know, I've been to the hospital before for eating sugar. I don't plan on going there no more for, you know, not using good common sense. But we got to use it. Love y'all. Bye.
Love you too.
Thank you.